This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through the Psalter, considering Psalms 128 through 132. Thus shall the man be blessed, they made long their furrows. With you there is forgiveness, like a weaned child, and arise, O Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your grace.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Has enlightened us in the true faith.
O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us sing a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
us and lighten us in the true faith.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places like a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Romans chapter 1. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the foundation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord,
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the foundation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Thank you.
my prayer.
Then let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, your mercy attends us all our days. Be our strength and support amid the wearisome changes of this world, and at life's end, grant us your promised rest and the full joys of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, of your tender love towards us sinners, you have given us your Son, that, believing in him, we might have eternal life. Continue to grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may remain steadfast in this faith to the end, and come to life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.